This passage reading is Romans 12:3 and 3 John verse 2. Romans 12:3. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 4,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Bolivia, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, Netherlands, China, Japan, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, Israel, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Burundi, Rwanda, Tanzania, Nigeria, Swaziland, South Africa, Botswana, Cote d'Ivoire, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school and television viewing audiences. In most cases, it is the desire of parents to give everything unsparingly to their children. But even though they love their children so much, they cannot just give their children everything they want. No matter how much little children cry and ask, you cannot let them play with dangerous objects like sharp knives or matches. When your children have bad friends and frequently ask for money, you cannot just give the money to them. It's because you can't be sure where your children are going to spend the money. But what if your children act rightly and are trustworthy? If you are able, you will try to give as much pocket money as possible and give them anything, give them anything they want. God's heart is similar to the hearts of parents. The Almighty God wants to give anything His children ask of Him, and He is more than able to give. But for you to receive whatever you ask for, you first have to be trustworthy in God's sight. 1 John chapter 3, verse 21 to 22 says, Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. As said, you have to dwell in the light and have nothing to do with darkness. This is the 15th session of the measure of faith. Continuing from the last session, I will explain to you about the blessings for those who have gone into the fourth level of faith, the level of the man of spirit. Through this message, I urge you to become God's children who please God with your action and are trustworthy in His sight. I pray in the name of the Lord that the blessings of God that He has prepared for His beloved children will come upon you abundantly. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when you have faith to receive the Holy Spirit, it is the first level of faith, and it is the faith to receive salvation. Then, when you hear and learn God's Word and try to practice it diligently, you get to the second level of faith. At the second level of faith, you sometimes violate the Word of God and practice untruth. But from the third level on, you shouldn't have any deeds or actions of untruth. If you are doing any actions of untruth, even though they are ministers or elders, even though they have high positions in the church, they are still at the first or second levels of faith. Even if you have been a Christian for a long time, And if you are supposed to be at the third level of faith, because you have been a Christian for a long time, then it means you are disappointing God so much and you are causing God to get angry about you, and you may have face problems or disasters. So at the third level, you don't have any deeds or actions of untruth, and you can live by the Word of God. But although you have tried and can live by God's Word, you just have not yet cast off the sinful natures in your heart. If you cast off the remaining sinful characters in your heart and become sanctified, you enter into the fourth level of faith. Most of you have been a Christian for quite a long time. Most of you are at the third level of faith. Very new believers are at the first level, and after that is the second level. And if you become a deacon or something, you are supposed to be at third level. But if you are deacons because you are already at the third level of faith, and if those who are not at the third level of faith received the position of deacons, the titles of deacons, then the ministers who gave those positions will be responsible. If ministers give the titles to those who are at the first or second levels of faith, then God will hold you responsible for giving out. And so you can check yourself. You can check yourself if you have cast off all sinful natures in your heart and you are at the fourth level of faith. If you think you are at the fourth level of faith, listening to the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, there must be anything that condemns you. Also, by spiritual love, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you should have all of them, and although also the Beatitudes, listening to the Beatitudes, you mustn't have anything that condemns you by the word of the Beatitudes. You must have everything. If you get to the fourth level, you love God and the Lord to the utmost degree and without any conditions. You will love the Lord more than anything else on this earth. Also, your soul will prosper and you will be recognized as a man of spirit before God. 3 John verse 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. As said, man of spirit will prosper in all aspects and they will be healthy." They receive blessings of health, so they are free from the diseases and accidents of this life. They can receive the answers to anything they bravely ask. When they pray for others, God's works take place. If you go into the fourth level, namely if you go into spirit, you will receive abundant financial blessings. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 14 is the promise of blessings to those who go into spirit. Verses 2 to 6 say, "All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God." If you obey the Lord your God, then you will do the things that He tells you to do, and you won't do the things that He tells you not to do. And all these blessings will come upon you. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be the offspring of your body and your children, and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. And you receive in all respects, in your family, your business, in your health, and everything. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out, and also you will become the head. Also, verse 12 says, the Lord will open for you His good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. If the whole country fears God, then the whole country will receive the blessing. And if your company from the head to all workers, if they fear God and live by God's word, the whole company will receive blessings. And if your family from head to all family members, if they love God and fear God, and the whole family will receive the blessings. It's the same with the church. If the church, the whole church, although it is not 100%, maybe because of new believers, but if the whole church obeys God, and then the whole church will receive blessings from the head, from the senior pastor, to all everybody, if does good, then you will receive blessings. But even if I do well, but if you don't do well before God, then I will receive blessings, but you won't receive blessings. Before I accepted the Lord and was healed, I was in very serious financial difficulty. I couldn't work for a long time due to my illness and disease, so I couldn't earn any money because I had to pay for my treatment. My debt just continued to gradually pile up. But after I accepted the Lord and recovered my health, my wife and I worked very hard. But because the debt was so great, we couldn't afford to pay back the principal. We were barely able to pay the interest. But since the day I went into spirit, I began to receive financial blessings. I received so much blessing that I could pay back the tremendous debt within several months. I always want to give you this testimony, but I have no time yet. So because God gave me the word, I know exactly when I went into third level and the fourth level. And from the day I went into fourth level, blessings came upon me abundantly. So within several months, I paid back all the debt that I had had for 7 years. And then I could give to God and give to the poor as much as I wanted. And I studied at the seminary. But of course, even before I went into spirit, as I asked for necessary things, God supplied them to me according to my faith. He never let me starve. You may not understand that you would starve, but nobody's starving now, so you may not understand. But in 60s and 70s, there were many people who starved to death. And many times, there were news articles. And at that time, people were poor. So please be understanding. He never let me skip a meal. But since I went into spirit, the blessing came just like the rain pouring down. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. It said, God blesses us as we have sown. Furthermore, if we sow one, He gives back not only one, but with so many things in abundance. Before I accepted God, I had been sick for 7 years, and I had to spend for my medicines and hospital bills, and I couldn't earn any money, and my wife had to earn. And the debt was increasing so much. I couldn't ask anybody. I couldn't ask anybody to lend me any money. I couldn't ask my brothers or sisters. And I couldn't do it. Once I I asked for it once, and after something happened with my wife, my mother, introduced a lady to me, and I had nothing. I had no money. I had no transportation fee. And so once I borrowed, but my wife, she could do it well. She asked many. She has 8 brothers and sisters. So she always asked them to lend money. But after we accepted God, we never asked anybody to lend money. But after we accepted the Lord, we never borrowed from anybody. Luke 6:38 says, "Give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. When you fill a vessel with grain, and then you shake it, press it, and fill it almost to overflowing, it will easily be about 2 times more than just first filling the vessel to the brim." If you cannot believe this, please try for yourself. You have a vessel and then just fill it to the brim, and then the other one, you shake it and press it, and then you fill it to the overflowing, then it becomes 2 times. Likewise, even before you go into spirit, God blesses you at least 2 times more when you sow with faith. The worldly people face many accidents and get diseases, and they don't know when they will face loss. But if you sow with faith in the Lord, you don't face any unexpected loss. If you receive more than twice what you sow, it is not a small blessing. Therefore, if you don't stop after sowing just once or twice, but continue to sow, you will always enjoy the rich blessings of God. And if you go into the fourth level and into spirit, you will not only reap 2 times more. Matthew 13:23 says, "And the one on whom seed was sown on the good soil, this is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. This is not only about spiritual blessing, but also about material blessing. So if you go into spirit and fourth level of faith, you can receive blessings 30, 60, 100 times. And if you go into the Holy Spirit, the fifth level, you can receive more than 100 times. And does that mean you can receive 30, 60, 100 times only after you get into fourth level? It is not necessarily so. Our members, a lot of times, they receive 30 times, 60 times more. It's not always that you receive 100 times only after you get to the fifth level. Those who have gone into spirit and have good hearts will reap more than 30 times. If you go into the fifth level, the Holy Spirit, then you will reap 60 or 100 times. When you sow in the good soil, you will receive 30, 60, 100 times. Even if it seems there is no way for you to receive blessings and you don't have any particular skills, only if you go into spirit, God will prepare a way to give you blessings and guide you to that way. Also, the blessings for the man of spirit will come upon those who are with them. It was just like Lot, who was with Abraham, also received blessings, and he had much wealth. Because Abraham was blessed so much, and those who were with him blessed blessings together. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, God promised Abraham, saying, "And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." Of course, for you to receive the authority of blessings and curses, you have to get into the whole spirit. But even at the fourth level of faith, the level of spirit, people around you will receive blessings together with you. But just because they are with men of spirit, if they are not right in the sight of God, they cannot receive blessings. Please remember this is the justice of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, next, if you go into spirit, it'll be easy to evangelize other people and thus accomplish family evangelization more easily. Acts 16:31 says, "They said, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.' If one person believes in the Lord like as a true children, he and his family members will also receive salvation." Also in Acts chapter 10, an angel appeared to Cornelius, the centurion, and told him to invite Peter. At this time, Acts 11:14 says, "And he will speak words to you by which you will be saved, you and all your household." As said, a promise was given that he and his family members would be saved. So, Cornelius gathered his family members and even his friends and invited Peter. At that time, everybody who gathered there listened to the gospel and received the Holy Spirit. Seeing that all his household and even his friends gathered at the word of Cornelius, we can see, so you can see many people gathered at the house of Cornelius, and they, when Cornelius said these words, they believed and gathered. So even your family members, if they don't listen to you and if they don't believe you, they have nothing to do with salvation. And through the words of Cornelius, who is trustworthy, because he spoke and his family members and his friends believed him and they gathered. If they didn't listen and if they didn't gather and believe, they wouldn't have been saved. Seeing that all his household and even his friends gathered at the word of Cornelius, we can see what kind of life he had been leading in everyday life. He must have spoken every word in truth and goodness, and his deeds must have been beautiful. In the Lunar New Year holiday, once First Women's Mission, First United Mission, the whole mission came, and I explained to them how to save their husbands and their family members for a short time. So I explained to them how to evangelize their family members. And the answer is you can change. If you change, then it'll be done. But on the altar, I cannot do it. I cannot do it because the husbands will listen, will hear and say, "You see, your senior pastor says you have to do this and that." If you live a godly life like Cornelius, your family members, your friends, and people around you will trust whatever you say. Your words will have the working power. When this kind of person preaches the gospel, the hearers cannot ignore the preacher's words. Therefore, if you are praying for family evangelization, please check how much you have set the example of service and self-sacrifice. Even though you have not come into spirit completely yet, to the extent that you go into spirit, and to the extent that you give grace and virtue to other people, to that same extent your family members will have come into faith as well. If you come into spirit completely, you will have spiritual authority. So the enemy devil cannot disturb you when you preach the gospel to your family members or anybody else. Originally, Adam was created as a living spirit, had the authority to rule over and subdue all things. Due to that authority, even the enemy devil and Satan could not approach the Garden of Eden. After Adam committed sins and corrupted to the flesh, man lost this kind of spiritual authority, but if you go into spirit, you can recover this authority again. Therefore, when you preach, you can block the works of the devil, and you can more easily open the door of the heart of the listener. If you go into spirit, you will have the working powers with your words. So you have also, on top of that, you have the authority of given by God, and you also have the authority of the Holy Spirit. So how great your authority will be. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, next, if you go into spirit, you will receive clear inspiration of the Holy Spirit and obey it completely, so you will be guided only to prosperity. Of course, just by entering into the rock of faith at the third level of faith, you keep the Word of God, so you receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit and are prosperous in most areas. But still, you have not reached the level where your heart is fully filled with the truth and you rely on God completely. In this situation, you can receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit, but to the extent that you still have fleshly thoughts remaining, you cannot receive Holy Spirit's guidance 100%. Sometimes you may get confused. For example, after you start a certain work by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you face some obstacles, your assurance may be swayed. You may ask yourself, did I really receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit? Or didn't it come from my thoughts? On the contrary, those who are at the fourth level of faith have a heart completely filled with the truth, and the Word of God is embedded in their life itself. They don't try to practice the Word, but because their heart is changed into truth itself, their actions come out in truth naturally. Namely, they don't think whether this is truth or untruth and act. This is the third level of faith. In the fourth level, you are already in truth already, fully. So whatever you say, whatever you think, and whatever you speak will be in spirit. You don't have to think about whether this is spirit or flesh or whether this is truth or untruth. It is already in your life. You are going to some place. You set your destination and you can just walk there. And you don't have to think, oh, how many steps I will take. And I will step out my right leg and then left leg. And do you think in this way? You just walk. You just keep on walking. It's the same with eating. It's already in your life. And next you think, oh, I took one spoon of rice and I will drink some soup and I'll take that dish. And how many spoons will I have to take to finish it? This is the first spoon, this is the second spoon. You don't think about all these things. You just eat. If you are still hungry, you eat a little more. If something is more delicious, you eat it a little more. It's just in your life. And you naturally, if you want to eat some dish, naturally your hand goes to the chopstick, holds the chopsticks, and when you eat some fruits, you will naturally hold a fork and have the fruit. So if you go into spirit, the truth will be in you already. So it's already in your life. So you don't have to think about what to do. And their actions come out in truth naturally. At this level, you receive Holy Spirit's guidance correctly, and you only obey His voice. Also, if you pray about something to accomplish it with faith, you endure with firm faith until that prayer is answered. If you have that much faith, your faith won't be swayed. Same with the rock of faith in the third, at the third level, but it's a little different from the spirit, level of spirit. In Masan Mamin Church, Elder Huang, on January 31st, after the Lunar New Year Day, Tuesday, he, senior deaconess, Chunnam Kim, fell due to a cerebral apoplexy, and it was a dangerous situation. She was almost dead, and the hospital said they couldn't do anything. And the anus was open already, so she was going to die. But because they had faith, they came back to Seoul. They took her home, and then on Friday, before Friday service, they came to Seoul and to my residence, and they received my prayer. And when she received my prayer, she wasn't conscious, so she couldn't remember anything. She couldn't even speak. And then she went to the prayer center. She went back home after receiving my prayer on Friday. That is to pack for to come into the prayer center. And then last Thursday, I came to church because of the theological seminary graduation. And on that Thursday, she received my prayer again. And next day, it was next day, Friday, and she was okay. And she speaks. She has consciousness. She can eat well. And she attended the Friday online service, and she is healed completely.
And
she can speak well, and she has no pain. And then after first morning service, pastors told me about her husband, the elder. He set a good example of service, and he trusted senior pastor, and also the senior deaconess worked faithfully for God's kingdom. And so they had faith. At the hospital, they had to do an operation immediately. But because they had faith, they show their faith, and God revived them immediately. One pastor in Daejeon, in another church, he lost his eyesight, and he had many diseases. He had diabetes, and he had high blood pressure, hepatitis. And because he couldn't see, he couldn't even attend the service, but through the satellite. But because he could hear, he listened to many sermon tapes of mine, and I think he said he listened to tapes 8 hours a day. Anyway, can't remember exactly, but for many hours a day, he listened to the tapes, and maybe he listened to the spirit, soul, and body, and he repented thoroughly, and he realized he was a sinner. And he repented so thoroughly, and all his diseases were healed. So yesterday he came to my residence, and he couldn't see since last August last year, but he says he has no lung because his lung is completely dead. And he was healed of high blood pressure and hepatitis, and even he must have had more diseases than these, but only after he repented thoroughly, then received prayer, God healed him. It's the same to everybody. God doesn't work because there is a wall of sin. Even if you repented, you just repented, not with true heart, but you just pretended like you're repenting. But if you truly repent and break down the wall of sin, even if you have such serious diseases, God can heal you anytime. On Friday, all our service, the 5-month-old baby who got burned, and there were many people who didn't attend the Friday All Night Service. Please. Last week, Friday's service, he had all scabs all over his wound. It was after 1 week after he got burned. The scabs were formed. And day before yesterday, all scabs fell off, and he's that fine. His face is that fine. I was so amazed. His chin and around his mouth, a lot of flesh were removed, maybe about 1.5 millimeters. It fell off. And how flat, without any scars, how flat, how smooth his skin is now. And how amazing. And his eye is fine also, and his forehead and part of this head was also fell off, but it's fine. So I asked some doctors, and they cannot understand it medically. This cannot be explained by medicine. Only the power of God can explain it. And Pastor Tae Cho, he watched some Christian TV, and there was a person who got burnt on her face, and she gave her testimony. And for her to cure that burn, she had to receive. She has to receive 21 operations, and now so far he has received 12 operations, and it took 5 years. But still, her face. Her face was a mess. But she came on the TV not because she was healed, but because she was still thankful to God. And if then I was brokenhearted hearing that. People, the pastors, preach on the altar that everything can be done by faith. And if God is Almighty, why could, and it may offend unbelievers or even some believers. I feel so sorry. Some people might feel, and also many people must have prayed for her, and the burn on her face, she has to receive 21 operations, and she has finished 12 only, and it took 5 years, and how painful it must have been. In that baby, his face fell into a boiling oil, 180 degrees, and he got burned, but God healed him just by once, after forming scabs just once. And when you show your faith, God can work. How quickly God is working. It is different from before. So God is working very quickly.
This,
as he's such a young baby, so his face will touch the clothes all the time. But God worked in such a way that he didn't feel itchy or he didn't feel any pain. The baby didn't have to pay attention to his wound, so he's perfectly okay. And how unimaginable this is. We believe in this Almighty God, and if we obey this God, and what can we not receive? If you only obey this way, God will delicately guide you, and when you lack wisdom, He will give you wisdom, and when you lack understanding, He will give you understanding. Since the opening of this church, I have never relied on my own ability or my own wisdom in this ministry. I completely believed in God, prayed to Him, and obeyed the guidance of the Holy Spirit, even for the smallest things. Even when we faced difficulties in the middle, our faith in God was not shaken. Then, God completely took charge in everything. We have experienced that He worked so accurately and in the minutest detail until the time we accomplished the particular work. When men of spirit rely on God completely and act, even if they make a mistake and do something different from God's will, God will protect them. And even if there is a pitfall made by an evil person, God Himself will control the situations. And why is it that only if you go into spirit, God will do it? Why not if you are not in the spirit? What do you do to your children? If your children fall into a pitfall, then you will have to hold them and you will have to guide them, not to fall off the cliff or anything. So you have to... But if you leave the home, if your children left home and live in another place and befriend the evil people, then you cannot protect them or you cannot keep them. You can keep them only when you are at home. So, only if you are in the Spirit, God can protect you all the time. Because God's, only when you are in Spirit, you are true children of God, so God can protect you all the time because you are in His house, in His home. So that's why you receive all the blessings in all respects. But at the first, second, or third level of faith, they are not in the boundary of God completely. They still look at the world and they still follow the things that the devil wants. So they are still in the darkness. So by the justice of God, God cannot intervene in their life. It's not that they do not, God does not protect you, but it's that you didn't come into the boundary of God. You just confess with your lips that you believe in God, but your heart is still in the world. Your heart still belongs to the devil. So God cannot intervene in your life 100%. To the extent that your heart belongs to the Lord, God will intervene and He will keep you and protect you. Do you understand now? So when we go into spirit, God can intervene in your life any way He wants. So if you go to some wrong way, He'll protect you. And if there is a pitfall, He will stop you so that you will not fall into the pitfall. Or He will, God Himself will control those situations. At times, even though it seems that a person is falling into a pit for the moment, God works for the good of everything through the situations. Sometimes this person may fall into the pit, but he works in better way when Daniel fell into the pitfall by the schemes of the evil people. He fell into the lion's den. But how greatly Daniel gave glory to God. Also, same with his three friends. They were thrown into the fire furnace, but God saved them, and they, God blessed them much more abundantly. Why did God just leave them to fall into the pit? It was to give them more blessings, much greater blessings. If God doesn't allow them to fall first, God cannot bless them much more greatly. Only after they fall into the schemes, God can bless them much more greatly, because the Satan cannot accuse them. Satan cannot object for giving them much more blessings. When our Lord died on the cross and resurrected, when we believe in Him, we are His children. It's the, it works in the same, by the same principle. Deuteronomy 28:7 says, "The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. As said, they can always win the victory and give glory to God." Even though the Satan is trying in many ways, they will come in one way but flee seven ways. So the evil one cannot even touch you. Also verse 13 says, "The Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you only will be above and you will not be underneath." So wherever they go, they can go up to a position that is acknowledged. Daniel 1:20 says, "As for every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king consulted them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and conjurers who were in all his realm." Daniel and his three friends kept the commandments of God completely, even in the situation where they were captives in another country. Therefore, God gave them great wisdom and understanding to let them earn the recognition from the king and lifted them up to the higher positions in that country. God saved them from the schemes of the enemy, evil people, and they let them give glory to God so greatly. And in this church, you experienced such things many times. Furthermore, even when they went into the fire furnace or the lion's den as a result of forced accusations and entrapments of evil people, God preserved them so that not even a single hair was hurt. Brothers and sisters, I cannot explain each and every blessing that those who go into spirit will receive. But the greater blessing for them than blessings on this earth is the glory that they will enjoy in the eternal kingdom of heaven. The life in the second kingdom of heaven for those at the third level of faith and that of the third kingdom of heaven for those at the fourth level of faith are completely different in the dimension of honor and happiness. Above all, those at the third level of faith or below cannot see the face of the Lord, even in the kingdom of heaven. Hebrews 12:13 says, "Pursue peace with all men, and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord." To have peace with all men and sanctification, you must be sanctified and get into the fourth level of faith. Unless you cast off all sins in your heart and go into spirit, you cannot even see the faces of the dear Lord or God the Father. You would not be able to look up into their faces because of such strong lights of glory, although you can still be saved and get to the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, other than those who live in the New Jerusalem, even though they are invited to the city of New Jerusalem, they cannot just enter the city. It's also because the angels are guarding the 12 pearl gates of New Jerusalem, but even though they don't, the people do not dare enter the city because of its such bright lights. Because the lights of heavenly bodies are all different in each heavenly dwelling place, even though they are invited to a banquet in New Jerusalem, they have to borrow the garments for New Jerusalem to overcome the difference of light. But even though they change their clothes, they are so sorry that they cannot look at the face of the glorious Lord directly. It is like in old days in Korea, those who went before the emperor or king could not lift up their heads with reverence in their mind. But those at the third kingdom of heaven can see the face of the Lord because they accomplished sanctification of their heart, although they were a little short in being faithful to all God's house. If you just think of this, you can see how different it is between those who are sanctified and those who are not. Other than this, among the imaginations you have about the kingdom of heaven, there are many things that can be given only from the third kingdom of heaven or above. I will continue with the heavenly blessings for those who have gone into spirit in detail in the next session. Let me conclude the message, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. When things do not go as they want, worldly people usually blame others, or they blame the situation and circumstances and get discouraged. But in fact, all things are up to them. If you change into spirit, people around you will change. God will work for you to change your situations and conditions. If you change into light, the darkness will naturally disappear. And even if you have difficult problems, they will turn into peace and prosperity. But going into spirit is not only doing great work of God, showing His power greatly and causing many people to give glory to God. The evidence of men who go into spirit is that they humble themselves and serve others in each situation of everyday life and make each of their actions and words beautiful. They become the light and salt and give glory to God. Those who used to speak cold-hearted words, brusque and hurting words, and useless words of untruth will begin to speak words of humbleness and truth, and this will move other people. Also, when those who used to seek their own and insisted their own righteousness begin to embrace others and seek the benefit of others first, they will receive love and recognition from others. They will love you from their heart. They will think, my wife, my husband, my parents, or my children have changed so much since they accepted the Lord, and try to listen to you when you preach the gospel to them. Or daughters-in-law, you have parents, you have your own parents and parents-in-law, and you try hard. We have one member in Cheongju. She had a parents-in-law. She went to her parents-in-law, and when she preached, they didn't accept, and she gave them a book, My Testimonial Memoir and Message of the Cross to father-in-law. And, oh, he didn't say, oh, I read it. He just pushed it away. And daughter-in-law just came back, but when the daughter-in-law was not around, the father-in-law read the book, and then he said, this man, this is not, it's a normal person. This word is from heaven, and this man is from heaven. Because he has good heart, he received grace. And after how long, I don't know. And there was some problem. He had such great stomach ache, and he couldn't bear it. And the daughter-in-law, and whether or not her parents-in-law watched or not, she set up the GCN satellite dish. And because this father was so much in pain, he didn't want to wake up other people. And then he has such good heart. If other people, other people would just wake up everybody because he feels pain. But he just came out quietly and turned on the TV, and he was listening to the sermon. And after the sermon, there was a prayer for the sick, and he received the prayer. And then immediately, all his pain was gone, and he was fine. So her parents and all family members registered in Cheongju Manmin Church, and they are attending the church. The whole family is evangelized. So setting up this satellite dish is also good work for your parents. So you were healed through this. And you know you have the programs. So you have the programs schedule, so you can, everybody knows when they can receive the prayer and when they can listen to the message. So it'll be helpful. Just by setting up a dish, maybe it's about only a little more than $200. So they will say, you changed so much since you accepted the Lord and tried to listen to you. If you change in this way, not only other people will be moved, but God will be moved too, and He will work for you. Therefore, impossible things will change into possible things, and you will receive answers and blessings in all things. I urge you to quickly cast off sinful natures in heart and accomplish holy and clean heart. By doing this, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will become the light and salt of this world, give glory to God in all things, and experience the blessings of God. Thinking about the message, let us pray together. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you thanks. And let this message become life and faith. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. Let us quickly go into fourth level and fifth levels of faith. When we go into fourth level and fifth level, God loves us so much, and you bless us so much. Let us quickly change. Lord, thank you, I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for the desires of your heart. Father God, please lay your hands on them, giving your power from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation, and give them spiritual and physical health. Father, work transcending time and space. Bless all branch churches, and local sanctuaries, and all children of God who attended the service on the internet all over the world. And there are many prayer requests and who sent their photos. Please lay your hands on their photos and on their requests and answer to them. Bless them and heal them. Father, from Tabata Mamin Church in Tokyo, Takahashi, Father, lay your hand on him. Let his soul prosper. Solve the problem with his wife and with his job, and let him receive back the money he lent, and let his daughter grow up well in the Lord. Father, answer to him. Also, Father, heal the eye disease of David Kim in Osaka Mamin Church. Heal him with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Eye disease, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light, come. All reddening and the pain, go away. Father, heal him. Cure him completely, Father. Father, answer to the prayer requests of missionary Subong Kim. And also, answer to the prayers of Kumbin Yun, his wife. He is, her parents are still worshiping idols. Let all idols be broken away, and let her family be evangelized. Father, also let answer to her desires, answer to all her desires. Father, also lay your hands on this children, on this baby. Father, thank you for healing him after being burnt by the 180 degrees of oil. Father, heal him completely, cleanse him, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come, be complete and be healthy. Father, thank you for healing his eye, thank you for healing his all his chin and mouth and everything. Father, thank you for healing him, and Father, thank you that you are glorified. Also, there are many requests from GCN viewers. I cannot read them out one by one, but Father, bless them. Marcia Richard, 40-year-old lady in New York. Father, bless her with finance. And she's in the nursing home. She turns on the TV for the elderly people there. And Father, bless her abundantly. Also, the leader Hernandez, a Colombian, bless her, and bless her with her husband's heart attack. Heal his heart attack and heal him and give him health. Also, working all for the all sick people. Ms. Richardson is asking. Also, Stanford Hamilton from New York is asking for the healing of a cataract and all lung cancer. Go away, lung cancer, go away, be healed. And I, Father, bless them from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation. All problems go away. Father, let all the strongholds of the enemy devil be broken away and protect them with the heavenly host and angels and fire wall of the Holy Spirit with your blazing eyes. Father, bless them in family, workplace and business, and let them lend but not borrow. And Father, this week we have Congo Crusade. Father, protect us in our way and protect those who are in Congo already. And through this crusade, Father, show your work greatly, more than the most high power of creation, and let save so many people, and let so many people convert. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.